350 years ago, we laid up quite a bit of the fleet. The Dutch then took advantage of that, sailed up the Medway, broke the chain that defended the anchorage, and took away two of the best ships and burnt many of the others. And the reason why, you might say, we're commemorating rather than celebrating that, is, of course, that was the start, the kickstart that was needed to start off the Royal Navy in an intensive building programme, which ended up as ruling the seas for over 100 years.
So it's an important part of Medway's history, really, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very important part of national history, really, and therefore we think it's right to commemorate it. It also actually commemorates the fact that after that, I think, after that explosion, within 30 years we had a Dutch monarch on the throne, and we've been friends ever since.
Mm-hmm. So what can we expect then over the next few days?
Well, you can expect absolutely superb action all the way. First of all, we've got two warships coming in. We have a Royal coming in to view that from Holland. We also have a whole lot of Dutch fleets are coming into two Dutch fleets are coming in, they will be 40 ships in one and 40-odd in the other, and there'll be lots of historic ships there to look at. And the whole thing climaxes on the 17th of June, which I urge everybody not to miss, which is what we're calling Medway in Flames, which will be the most incredible firework display that we've ever seen in Medway. And that will be the climax of a whole lot of activities during the day, waterborne activities and so on. And we're also doing some this Saturday as well. In between times, we'll be having some quite interesting events. We'll be taking on the Dutch at fencing. We'll be taking them on at football and so on. All in the best of friendship. But it'll all be quite fun. And, of course, we're having a very good service called From Flames to Friendship in Rochester Cathedral. So it will be a very big event. And I do urge local people to come and take part in it, because it's really going to be enjoyable for everybody.